Thank you. All yours, please.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I didn't have any particular points that I was going to cover, but I'm happy to have a look specifically at Rule 20, as referred to earlier.
So just in terms of that, just so I'm crystal clear, what exactly are you going to look at in regards to that rule?
We're in response to Mr. McGillan's question about the land use aspect and the discharge consent for the wastewater irrigation farms. So see, in terms of the primary purpose of the wastewater irrigation farms is for the disposal of wastewater from an industrial process. And the nutrient budget is managed through the resource consent conditions associated with that discharge permit. But in ancillary farm uses do occur on the land, namely light grazing with sheep and cattle, so it's not dairy farming. But it's therefore relevant in terms of Rule 20 whether or not that farming use is caught also by that rule, and the intent of the submission was to specifically exclude the ancillary farming use because the nutrients are managed through the overall discharge permit. So just having a look at the wording of Rule 20 again, just to clarify how that's supposed to intended to work, is that essentially that because of the way the rules are worded in terms of applying to farming activities, this in terms of Edendale would be in the Matara FMU, that farming activity would actually be a permitted activity where the exclusion that we have sought to be put in, we didn't have to provide a farm environmental management plan, would therefore just be a permitted activity. So just looking at the wording again, it could perhaps be made even clearer. In the, I don't know if you've got the wording in front of you, the latest amendments there. So in the last part of that, just where we're talking about the equivalent obligations are imposed through conditions of a resource consent applying to the land holding, it could actually be made clearer by referring to a discharge permit instead of just a resource consent. So that might make it crystal clear that the farming aspect is covered under the discharge permit.
So what you're going to go away and look at to see whether or not the addition to that Rule 20 that's been recommended by Fonterra can be further improved, but you're not going to dive back into the body of Rule 20 and agree with that. So it's just related to the addition that Fonterra sought. Okay, now that's fine, I just wanted to check that. No, that'd be very good. And if you could attach that to this, or provide that at the same time that Mr. Duncan and Mr. Willis is going to provide their further advice to us, that would be fine.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, we'll see if we have any questions for you. Morris.
Thank you. No, that seems pretty clear. I can think of some other situations where you might have a land use abused for disposal of effluent, like community sewage schemes, for example, but that should cover them too, I think, at this stage, but we'll have a look at that anyway.
Just under your paragraph 4.7, second line, you mentioned under certain conditions the discharge of treatment process wastewater. What are those conditions?
Actually, it might be best if Mr. Callender might be more familiar with those specific conditions on the wastewater.
Mr. Callender would be able to answer it, but generally that's when it's too wet to receive. If the ground's too wet or it's in those circumstances, it's not a good idea to put it onto land. So that would be that was my understanding.
If that's what that is, that's great.
Sorry, I thought you were asking what the specific conditions were in terms of the river has to be at a certain level as well, and there's other requirements as well about the conditions of the river or discharge can be put into the river as well.
Yeah, well, it does say and to the Matoda River under certain conditions. It wasn't quite clear what you were referring to. Okay. So, thanks.
So basically, it's when the ground's wet and the river's running high-ish at the same time.
Just temperature. No, it's fine, thank you.
Just one minute, if I just get back to Rule 20, does the definition of landholding help at all? Is landholding in the definition of glossary actually has two parts? One part is farming under multiple parcels, multiple structures, and the second part refers to industrial industry. And I'm not too sure whether that may help you in your answer to a question, because I would presume that the Wonterra site, with its consent, effectively has its landholding with its manufacturing site and its irrigation area is effectively one entity, and that's why it's managed in the way it is with its consents and discharges. And there is a definition for landholding in there. The same as a farm has multiple parcels and multiple ownership. So I'm just questioning whether that may help your answer, or we need to make sure that it's clear. Because we don't have a dairy factory, a manufacturing site and land. We have, the two are one and the same, even though there's some distance between the boundaries, but they're actually, the activity can't survive without the other, so they're actually connected. It's one entity.
Yes, I agree with that.
So whether in the definition of land holding, there's anything there that may help clarify the questions that we have.
Thank you. You know, we'll have a look at that, but I think that is, there is a broader point too, is that this issue is coming up more and more,
yes,
as to how to deal with land use rules and overlapping discharge permits and make sure that they operate together and you don't either double count or something gets missed. So that's an issue we'll thank you for. That's
thank good. You, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Ashley. No further questions from me, but again, thank you for your evidence, it's very clear. And to all of the Fonterra witnesses, I probably don't need to say this to you, but I will. Don't be alarmed by the lack of questions. It just means that the points you made were made clearly, and there's not a huge range of matters that we need to clarify with you. So you should take that as a good thing, not a bad thing.
Thank you, and we'll be in touch in next Friday.
Thank you very much. Look forward to that.
Thank you very much.
So we now adjourn the hearing, and we reconvene on Monday week. Yes, Monday week. Thank you.